So what do the data show about the kinds of problems that Alison and Tegan were talking about? And it's a significant issue. Well over 5,000 preterm babies are born in Australia each year who are 6 weeks or more premature and therefore need intensive neonatal care to some extent. A French group have followed over 4,000 children who were born at a gestation of 34 weeks or less through to the age of five. The lead author was Dr. Véronique Pirat, who is a neonatologist and researcher at L'Hôpital Tenon in Paris. Welcome to the Health Report, Véronique.
Welcome. Hello.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. So what outcomes were you looking for in these children that you followed through?
So we have tried to have a quite a big overview of their development at 5 years of age. And we have looked at the motor development, cognitive development, and behavior. And we put all this in perspective with the interventions these children need and with their school outcome.
I mean, obviously, behavioral issues are often what bothers parents the most.
Oh, yes. And, well, it was not really a surprise, but the surprise was the high level of the parents who have difficulties with the behavior. And we really need that need to be better acknowledged and understood.
So let's just go through it, though, double back a little bit. What did you find when you followed through these 4,000 children?
Well, we have found that, well, first of all, a great proportion of them had a normal development, but there is still quite a high burden of prematurity. And, the level of impairment is still high. And we have tried to concentrate on what is usually called minor difficulties, because we believe that these difficulties are not minor for parents and children. And approximately one-third of these children, whatever their gestational age at birth, had minor difficulties. And a high proportion of them didn't have any support to help them to go through these difficulties.
What predicted poor outcomes? Was it just how premature they were? What other factors were involved?
Well, of course, gestational age was associated with later development. But
so, in other words, the more premature, the more likely you were to have problems.
Yes. Yes. But this is well known, but and it is also well known that the most difficulties parents have, the most social disadvantage they have, and the more the child has problems. But, I think it's very important to highlight this, more and more, every time, because these parents need support, because it's very difficult to have a premature child.
So poor socioeconomic status was a predictor, which is a predictor of prematurity as well. What is it about socioeconomic status? Is it predicting prematurity and therefore poor outcome, or is it complicated because of deprivation after birth?
Well, it's both, I think. But also, at least in France, I don't know exactly in Australia, but in France, it's not very easy to have access to intervention, for example, intervention to support development after discharge. Well, it is possible, but the number of places available for children is too low. And so the most difficulties you have, the most difficult it is to have this intervention. And, it's also a cost. For example, in the hospital, if you live at, 30 kilometers from the hospital, and if you want to come every day to see your child, it's a cost. So, social disadvantage is amplifying the difficulties of prematurity. But I think it's not, it's not fixed. We can do something to help these people.
That was my next question. I mean, obviously, you can improve neonatal intensive care. You can improve the prevention of preterm babies. We've covered that in Australia, where there are quite successful interventions which can reduce preterm birth. But let's assume the baby's been born, gets out of hospital. Are there do we know what interventions work in terms of giving the baby a better trajectory?
Well, there are very nice data from Australia again about on this question, but post-discharge intervention, including parents, are more helpful and have more success to help these children. And I think we also have to better recognize the difficulties for parents, because there is a high level of post-traumatic stress disorders in parents or depression, and we have to recognize this and help parents.
So what's...
And this will help the development of the child.
So what you're arguing is that whilst the child needs to be focused on, the parents often get missed.
Well, yes, they were. Well, there are more and more research now on the influence or the impact of prematurity on parents, and it's very good, because I think we will have more data to improve the outcome of the children. And parents know what are the questions, and they have to help us to ask them what could be the research question. I think it's very important to involve parents in the, well, at least in research, but also in the care of these babies.
It's a huge issue, and thanks for helping us understand it better.
Okay, thank you very much.
Dr. Véronique Perrat is a neonatologist and researcher at L'Hôpital Tenon in Paris.